good evening, and welcome to Primetime Sports. Big Game James McCarty alongside Jay Stem. And Primetime Sports is brought to you by Hornbachers. Get exclusive offers, track your awards, and shop online at hornbachers.com. This evening's show, we're going to dive right into Dragon basketball. It's going to be all about Dragon hoops, giving you an update basically post-Christmas, post-New Year, and hearing a couple of coach interviews that we record each and every week just to recap 1 week and preview the next week. And it's a ton of fun, especially getting to know Coach Jason Kemp of the Dragon men's team, of course, in year one with the program, at least as the head coach, and then with Coach Carla Nelson, you know, at times kind of comedic, where she is incredibly lighthearted, but she's also, you know, when it comes...
She's very serious on the court.
Yes. Yeah, so you'll kind of
almost have to separate the two in some ways, but in another way, it goes to show you the relationship we've built with her over these past 3 years. And I just think it's an absolutely fun relationship with her. We give her a hard time. Then we get serious, just like you do on the court with her teams. It's all fun and games until practice, until game time. Coach is very serious. So we go have some fun with her, you know, joke around a bit. Then we have a good conversation with her, get some more inside knowledge on the women's team. And then she's off to go do the next thing. I think yesterday when we had a chance to talk with Carla, she was off. They had film session, I believe, which is what they were.
Yeah, so we started recording. It was right about 11 a.m. They had 11:30 film. It was kind of funny because you'll hear actually throughout the week, you either go to... At this point, either go to WDAY Radio's social media pages or WDAYRadioNow.com. Click underneath the sports tab. Well, it's up by now. It's up already. The interviews that we do each week with both coaches, but also the player interviews we do. And so I'm setting up the gear. It's like right at 11 o'clock. And usually I pride myself on being ready somewhere in the realm of 5 to 10 minutes early, because I was always raised, my high school football coach, he had always said, you know, to be early is to be on time, to be on time is to be late is to be forgotten. That was something that we lived and died by. If somebody showed up, like legitimately, like if practice started at 3 o'clock, if somebody was putting their shoulder pads on and was sitting down on a bench getting ready for the pre-practice speech, as the clock ticked to 3 o'clock, the whole team ran. It was an example of it. Yeah. If somebody showed up 5 minutes late, the whole team ran, and then he would run separate after everybody ran extra for not holding him accountable. That's just how we were raised. So that kind of puts it into perspective. I ended up getting slightly tied up with some of the football coaches. I will not lie. It's not their fault. It is not Coach Rourke or Coach Lackway's fault by any means. I saw him in passing as I was walking through Nemzik yesterday, and I stopped him quick because we're officially... Believe it or not, we're less than 4 weeks away from National Signing Day 2026 for college football.
Yeah.
But we're also in the middle of the quote-unquote Division I portal window time. And so I was just kind of asking, you know, about how the holidays were, you know, some of the guys that were coming back, you know, because classes don't start up till Monday with the lifts, things of those sorts. And I was like, oh, shoot, it's 10:55. I got to get rolling, guys. I have to go set up the gear. So at 11 o'clock, I'm setting up the gear, and Abby Berge was our women's basketball player interview for the week.
Yeah.
And Coach Carla, you know, she said some comments. She goes, are you ready to go? And I said, well, I'm just setting up the stuff right now. And she goes, well, hurry up. Hurry up. Like, what are you doing? We have film. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, is film at 11:15? She goes, no, 11:30. I looked at her and I stopped putting it together and I said, hey, I got plenty of time. I got at least 10 minutes to get this ready. And she, as straight as face as you can be, she goes, stop talking and get the gear ready to do the interviews. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I changed my demeanor. And then she starts laughing at me. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. But Nolan at MSUM, he is just dying laughing. Abby thinks it's hysterical. Jace is now poking the bear because I got the gear set up. And then he starts tapping his watch and saying, let's go, coach, hurry up. And then I have to do the interview with Coach. And I'm going to get myself like whacked out.
That was because Abby went first because she had to get some shots up, et cetera, before practice and before film. And so I finished up with her, and then so she's out there talking to Nolan, having a conversation. So I'm looking over at her because, you know, she was giving you a hard time about hurrying up, being on time. So I'm looking over at her, tapping watch, going, TikTok, coach, let's go.
Yeah, and Jason knows and all he has to do is click record on the video, and then he can run out. So all he's doing is he's lighting a fuse, and then he's ducking for cover.
Exactly.
And I'm the one that has to try and cover the fuse.
I just throw the match on the whole fireworks display, and then I get to walk away because it's not my fire.
That is exactly what had happened. So we'll get to those coach interviews in just a moment. I do want to remind you, for those that maybe are unaware or those who have been anticipating it coming back, each and every school year we do the Coach's Corner podcast. Of course, in the fall semester, it's about Cobber football and Spud football, which is a ton of fun with Coach Horan and Coach Feeney. But in the winter months, once the new year comes, we shift gears to the hardwood with Dragon, new men's basketball head coach Jason Kemp and women's head coach Colin Nelson. And so our very own Greg Bird does that. That's the Adi Fargo Coach's Corner podcast presented by Flag Family Media. And the first podcast of the winter dropped on Wednesday. It drops each Wednesday around 7 a.m. up on our website. That's WDAYRadioNow.com underneath the podcast tab or the sports tab. That's underneath both of those for you. Our sponsors are Value Imports and Value Pre-Owned, Third Drop Coffee in Moorhead, Camrude Foss Concrete, and Brady Service Center. Thank you for making that podcast possible. The coaches in this week's podcast with Greg, they're all about a half hour long. This week it's actually just a hair short. I believe it's about 27 minutes if I remember on my time stamps on it. But they talk a bit about, of course, the new coaching staff for the men, the new players, whether you're talking freshmen or transfers for the men and women here this season. They talk about leadership, adjusting to the play styles, and there's a ton more that goes into it. And so just a really a fun handful of conversations that they have each week with our very own Greg Bird. And Greg does a great job where he's an avid sports connoisseur as well. He enjoys Dragon Athletics. He's a Moorhead resident and has a ton of fun with it. But he has a different way of thought process, probably. You know, his wheels turn a different direction or a different way or a different style than Jason and I, ours do. And that, I think, presents a great opportunity for some different dialogue overall, where it's same people but different styles, different thought processes, and overall, basically, you're unlocking another door in the same hallway within Coach Kemp or Coach Carla Nelson, and I find it to be incredibly interesting, intriguing, and it's just another fun way to take, you know, a half hour out of your lunch break, out of your commute home, or in the case of if you're traveling to see the team, or you're on the, you know, if you're on the lake, or if you're at a family gathering, to have on in the background as well, and that's what I really enjoy about it.
Well, it is, and like you said, a different voice, a different perspective, and I will say most of the time that you and I, which is weird as it sounds for probably a lot of people out there, two different, I guess, technically generations, you and I together working on a lot of stuff. We usually have the same kind of general focus and same thought process when it comes to covering sports, to the show, et cetera, to our vision and goals when it comes to the sports department here. But at the same time, you know, even the two of us, and granted, we've learned, obviously, we work well together, but there's a lot of times you and I, during interviews, we have a different thought process when it comes to those interviews. But the point is that normally when you get someone with a one-on-one interview, it gives a different voice to kind of the line of questioning, et cetera. I mean, some people will hear an answer from a coach and they'll go one direction. You and I are kind of generally in the same direction, but we'll maybe phrase it differently, maybe take a little bit different path to get to the same point. You know, Greg's going to be different than that. So, I mean, gets a chance to sit down and talk with both coaches. We had a chance to talk with both coaches, obviously, yesterday, getting ready for this weekend's game for the Dragon. But I do want to shout out Coach Kemp, because with a new staff coming into the Dragons, James, I mean, we've been around Coach Nelson and Coach Swenson for a while now. We had gotten comfortable with Coach Bergstrasser and Coach Bland and kind of their methodology, their thinking, their style of play, etc. And that kind of changed when you get a new coach and you get a new assistant coach in Sean Sukumel. And, of course, you got Jack Thompson as the one lone holdover on the coaching staff.
He's got more power now this year, though. So we're trying to corral him back in, man.
He's the DC.
He's kind of like that. You know, he was, you know, you have yourself, you know, like a calf of some sorts, and sure. you're kind of like, hey, okay, you can hold him and corral him and whatnot. And now he's a full grown bull at this point. And now you're trying to retain him back.
Thank
in.
Goodness you didn't use the term steer instead. So
I was trying to figure out how I was going to word it, and but, it probably wasn't the greatest way, but that's how I figured it out.
Still in this process of this first season with Coach Kemp. Yesterday, two parts of yesterday. So we do the interview with him, and then we have these two different parts. We asked him a question because James and I, in a sense, we have different backgrounds when it comes to basketball. James has played, obviously, some rec league. I've played rec league and pickup games and stuff. I've played high school basketball. Coaching styles, coaching philosophies have changed a bit when it comes to the basketball. There's a couple follow-up questions from yesterday I do have for Coach Kemp going forward. But we had asked him because we hear them throw out this term when they're on defense at practice, and we want to get some clarification on it. So then he started talking to us about the defensive scheme and overall thought process they have because mm-hmm. we had some questions about it. And he was polite enough and nice enough to take the time. And thankfully, there's a giant erase board there, which
he legitimately, I was looking at the times. After we got done with that,
yeah.
I mean, we're talking, it was an extra 45 minutes.
Absolutely it was.
Like, I mean, we held up Coach. Usually we say we'll take about 10 to 15 minutes this time.
They were done with practice.
Practice, so he had a little bit of extra time. But we held up Coach for the better part of probably just a couple minutes over an hour.
Yeah.
And he was gracious, told us some comedic stories.
Yeah, that was
from,
the other part of it.
Coaching parts, but he dove in and gave us a ton of knowledge and insight on the defense, on the mentality, on
why the defensive rotations are the way they are. Because I understood, you know, that your big is coming out hard hedging, et cetera, but it's always makes me a little uncomfortable watching that big have to hustle back to his guy to get back into the paint and to find out how that defensive
more
system
or less
works.
A lot of that stuff that, you know, just because we are getting short on time for tonight because we want to hear from both coaches, I'll let you finish your thought, but a lot of the stuff that we're going to sound super educated about on Saturdays over on our sister station, The Flag, when we cover the men and the women for the Dragons, specifically this weekend against Winona, there are going to be a couple of terms we're going to throw out this weekend that we haven't used tonight that you're going to be like, man, these guys really did their homework. A lot of that is predicated on the extra time off the court that Coach Kemp spent with us with a whiteboard.
It's not necessarily homework, James. It's the fact that we learned in class from the teacher himself.
Yeah, well, same thing too. Like, I mean, last year there were terms I started throwing out during tournament time that people are probably wondering, how does James know what this, that, or the other thing is? Well, the reason I know is because legitimately, when we're down in Sioux Falls for the NSIC tournament, I'll try and keep this short as possible. You know, Jack, who at the time was a GA, a graduate assistant, now we have Jaden as the GA, and he's tremendous. He's a former Aggie Viking, and he's come to the light side of the force, more or less, and he's now a Dragon with us.
Yeah.
But Jack, I would just sit down on the bench with him for 10 minutes during practice while he had downtime and ask him questions to pick his brain. Practice would get over, everybody would get done, the guys would hit the showers, and I would sit down with Coach Spence Bland.
Yep.
I would walk to the bus with Bergie, and I would be going through notes I had. Hey, I heard this, that, and the other thing. What do you mean by this? How do you execute that? And here's what I saw with my eyes. Did I see it properly, or is there something that I had disconnected from? And they were more than gracious to talk with me. Actually, I mean, the final thing I'll add in this before I let you finish up your thought, Jacob Benninga spent half of last season injured.
Yeah, he did.
Before games, after games, before practice, after practice, the middle of practice, I probably spent anywhere from 5 to 10, sometimes 15 minutes of a day just going through his process, picking his brain, asking him questions, walking with him while he was cheering on his teammates in practice to get a feel for what he was seeing, his vision, his court sight, all those different things. And it goes, I mean, a tremendously long ways in helping educate us and bringing up the value of a broadcast and educating the listener as well.
Oh, yeah, it does. And thanks, you know, like I said, thanks to Coach for kind of breaking down some of the defensive concepts they had and just to be able to know that, because, you know, I did point out to James yesterday the difference in our pairing in the booth compared to others. I mean, we saw up in Crookston, they had just one individual calling the game. They didn't have a duo there, which I think you want two voices. That's my opinion. That's James's opinion. But the difference between James and I, as opposed to, say, if you listen to the Timberwolves, you watch these major college games, is that we have two play-by-play guys. We don't have a play-by-play guy and then a guy who is either a coach or a collegiate player. So our knowledge is growing usually every single season, every single time. We need to find out more, understand the why, so that way we can better articulate to you, the listener at home, why things are happening, not just that somebody cut and made a driving dunk. You know, there's a lot more to it than we think. And so every time we get a chance to talk to any of the coaches at MSU, football, basketball, et cetera, our knowledge grows, which helps us become better broadcasters.
Theater of the mind, as I've been told for radio, and it goes a long way. Mm-hmm. So we're going to break. We come back. You're going to hear from both coaches, both women's basketball head coach Colin Nelson, men's head coach Jason Camp. You're listening to Primetime Sports on WDAY Radio. Welcome back to Primetime Sports. Big Game, James Licardi alongside Jay Stemman. Diving into the coach conversations to make sure we get both of them played for you here tonight. First with women's basketball head coach Carla Nelson. I just started out that interview by asking her, you know, how do you think the team played last week and fresh off a break, especially knowing that your defense held Crookston under 50 points?
Defensively, I thought in the second half especially, we were really good. I thought our scheme against Miller was good. I thought the backside of our defense was good. The only thing I thought we needed to do a better job of was rebounding the ball. We gave them a possession where maybe they got three offensive rebounds in a row, which I hate. That is a pet peeve of mine. But I thought defensively we were good. Offensively we were a little clunky, but I can live with that.
It's an odd milestone, but still one nonetheless. Taryn Johnson got her 900th career point. I'm sure as a coach, you probably don't care too much about that, but she's approaching 1,000 career points. Abby Berge back on the court for the first time, and it's got to be nearly 2 months at this point in game action. Just how great is it to see them continue to progress in the leadership that they bring on the court as, of course, Abby gets healthier and healthier?
Well, I think first with Abby is just a matter of getting her more time in practice and her just forgetting about her ankle and just going to play. You know, she's going to have to be way more aggressive this weekend against a CSP team and a Winona team. I'm just trying to get her in practice, and we're not talking about the foot thing anymore. And she's going to have to go play, and she's going to have to play at a high level. And then with Taryn Johnson, I think what people don't really realize is just she shows up regardless of how she feels. Day in and day out, when she comes into practice, she's always the one that gives the energy. And I think that is really what true leadership is all about. It, you can't be so consumed with yourself that you forget about others. And so all these milestones that she is achieving and approaching, she certainly deserves them. But I think the most important thing that I see, the most impressive thing, is just her leadership on a day in and day out basis. At Crookston, she was getting the flu, and you would have never guessed it because, she just gives that energy that she's just got that competitive spirit that you just love to see. And that's, we're going to need that, in the month of January and February.
I had no idea, and we grabbed her on the mic for a couple minutes after, and she's just...
Hopefully you sanitize these things. Yes.
She just was smiling and as happy as ever. She's only got, I think, one mode. That's just happy, it seems, at this point. With your squad, with it being now January, it's post-Christmas, how do you approach getting a little bit more playing time for some of the younger players? Do you even have quote-unquote freshmen at this point? It's probably the best way to ask that question.
I think the biggest thing is, I'm going to play Aubrey when I feel like the matchup is best for us and is best for her, because I can't put her in against all these bigger guards. I think that she's handling herself really well, and she's getting a lot of minutes right now for a freshman. Holy cow. And she's performing at a high level. So I actually look at her as just another starter. Mm-hmm. I think the key will be is how consistent can we get Grace Mascoy to play? I think, when teams are playing man-to-man, I think she can really excel. Zones are another story that we're going to have to probably make some adjustments with her in the game. But then defensively, she has to get better knowing the scout. And I think I think people crack me up all the time when they're like, well, you can teach defense. Yes, you can teach defense, but... people have to be willing to learn it. And, so that's the point where we are with her. But, I like the way that our bench is playing. Addie Wagner's playing better, have a lot of confidence in her right now. But getting Bergie back really just opens some things up for us from our bench standpoint.
Last thing we have for you today, a condensed weekend overall. Yeah. First time since, I think, the November, about Thanksgiving, you're going to play back-to-back nights. A Friday, Saturday, Concordia, St. Paul, then into Winona State. How are you approaching that as a squad, and does anything differ for you now that it's back-to-back nights?
Just prep week. We just, you know, go back to the way we used to do it. I think that the league should still be Fridays and Saturdays. I will never be an advocate for Wednesday, Saturday, or Thursday, Saturday. I will never, ever, ever think that that is best for our athletes or our league. So when we get back to Fridays and Saturdays, I love it. I think that that really is a true test of, you know, the team that you have, the depth that you have, your prep during the week. You actually have to prepare. And, you know, I love it. And it's a breath of fresh air.
Coach is happiest on true back-to-backs, right?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I think that that is best for our league. And, you know, when people can say what they want, but when you get into regional play and playoffs, you don't get – you might get a day off at the end, but otherwise you're playing back-to-back. So I think just suck it up and play. And I think it is better for our athletes, and it's actually better for parents and fans to watch our athletes.
And thank you to head coach Colin Nelson of the Dragon women's team for a few minutes of her time. With time constraints, we're going right into our conversation with men's basketball head coach Jason Kemp. And Jay started out that conversation just by asking him how important it was to come off of that holiday break with a big win at Minnesota Crookston last Saturday.
It was more important internally just that we got back to our winning ways, and we felt what it felt like to win again. And so we were excited about going up to Crookston and playing well out of Christmas break.
You look at the kind of the leaders of that game as far as statistically speaking. Rod Payne had a really nice game. Sam Hastrider was on fire, doing it from inside and outside. And from the time he's been here with the Dragons, it was a really good game to see how his game overall has been developing. He's not just a spot-up shooter. He's able to get in there, rebound, get to the rim a little bit. How happy were you with their performances this past weekend?
I challenged both those guys during Christmas break while they were at home to really compete like all conference players, right? And, you know, their talent makes them all conference players, but there's another level you have to take it to if you truly want to be one of the best players in the league. And I think they both rose to the occasion and stepped up to the challenge.
How happy were you with the thing you've been talking to us week in and week out? You look at just one specific game. We've been talking about defense a lot. How was your overall assessment of the team's defense in that game for those of us that maybe didn't get a chance to see it?
Effort and fight, A+. Execution. I'll say a strong C.
It'd be C plus?
Maybe. you know, we're a work in progress as far as how we execute. It's really hard when you have a lot of new players to be on the same page, especially on that end. Everybody has habits from their old school.
Right.
And that's what they bring with them. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to continue to fight. But right now, as long as the effort's there, the way we score the basketball on the other end, it gives us a chance to win every game.
When you look at that, that is one of the leading stats of this team. They're one of the league leaders, if not the league leader, in points per game. Is that more of a result of the players being able to knock down shots? Is it a result of your system offensively you guys are running? What has been the key factor in being so efficient on the offensive end?
Yeah, it's something I wanted to establish when I came here, a style that the fans would enjoy. I think we've done that. And, you know, everyone who's played basketball knows it's easy to get excited about that side of the floor.
Of course, yeah.
So if I tell my team, hey, you guys get to go out and have fun and run and play loose, like that's what's going to show up. Mm-hmm. And they've embodied and embraced our style, which is fast, physical, and resilient.
When you mention that, though, you talk about, obviously, we've all played some ball, and yeah, it's easy to get excited about the offensive side of the ball. How do you then kind of merge that with a tough, gritty, hard-nosed type of defense? Because that's what I see from you guys on the court. That's what I see when you guys practice. Really want to be, you know, sound in a defensive game. How do you merge kind of this free-flowing offense along with a tough, gritty defense? Because sometimes that's not easy to do. Sometimes the teams that score the most, they're the ones that are giving up the most points as well.
That's very true. You know, we play a high possession style offensively. So naturally it gives your opponent a lot more opportunities to score. Mm-hmm. And so we're not trying to hold teams in the 50s and 60s. We're not your traditional Big Ten Summit League, NSIC type team. We play faster. Mm-hmm. And so we have to accept that, you know, our opponents might play in the 70s.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to do is we're trying to eliminate the glaring mistakes and the effort plays. And that's what we've bought into at Crookston, and we need to continue to carry that on into the second half of conference play.
Absolutely. Now, when you talk about this, it's the second time you get a chance to take on Concordia St. Paul. This time it's going to count in conference standings. You had an overtime loss to them early on in the non-conference. You follow that up with another game down in Winona. So what's it going to take to get wins this weekend in St. Paul in Winona?
Well, I told the team the beauty of it is that, you know, we played a really competitive game against Concordia. Mm-hmm. We came up on the wrong side of it, but it didn't count in the conference standings. It counts in our minds.
Yeah.
And so we've got to carry that mentality of we owe them into this mm-hmm. next game. They've got a very talented roster. They play a style very similar to ours. We've got to show up and play well and be who we are for 40 minutes. And then Winona, it's the exact opposite. They attack you with five guys connected on the defensive end, tough, gritty. They make it hard for you to score. So we have to find as many ways to create easy baskets as we can down at Winona. Mm-hmm. After 24 hours, after 40 minutes, 24 hours before of running at a fast pace.
Exactly.
So that is the challenge this weekend.
And one final thank you to head coach Jason Kemp of the Dragon Men's Basketball Team. Another thank you to Coach Colin Nelson of the Women's Basketball Team. Always great to get inside their heads, pick their brains a little bit. Thank you to you, the listener, for making it possible. We're out of time for tonight. Spud Basketball coming up right after we wrap up here in a couple of seconds. Spud Hockey on Friday, Spud Basketball Saturday, Dragon Athletics on Saturday as well over in our sister station, The Flag. Have a great night, y'all. Have a great weekend, and God bless.
Yep, you betcha.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.